This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Not clear how this started, but Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam and protesters clashed overnight after a soccer match. Several people hospitalized, dozens arrested. Dutch authorities say attackers targeted Israeli fans. Video also showed Israeli fans chanting anti-Arab slogans in the streets at some point. Back here at home, there's word about some undocumented immigrants married to U.S. citizens. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
A federal judge has struck down a Biden administration program that allowed undocumented spouses and stepchildren of U.S. citizens to apply for a green card without first having to leave the country. U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker ruled Thursday that the Biden administration overstepped its authority by implementing the Keeping Families Together program and had stretched the legal interpretation of relevant immigration law, quote, past its breaking point, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is reminding the military of its obligation to carry out all lawful orders under the incoming Trump administration. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has directed the military to carry out a smooth transition to President-elect Donald Trump, with a reminder to the force of its obligation to follow the lawful orders of the next commander-in-chief. Austin reminded all members of the military that they swore to an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Trump indicated on the campaign trail that he may use federal forces at the border. Trump has also been aligned with Project 2025, which includes plans to force out career civilians and fill positions with Trump loyalists.
10,000 people still under evacuation orders in Southern California as firefighters battle that fierce wildfire in Ventura County. This is AP News. Now to those escaped monkeys.
43 monkeys have escaped from a compound used for medical research in Yemassee, South Carolina. They're rhesus macaques, all females weighing about 7 pounds, and so young and small they haven't been used for testing yet. Police Chief Gregory Alexander says they present almost no danger to the public, not infected with any disease, but perhaps a little skittish. In an interview with WCIV, Yemassee Town Administrator Matthew Garnes advises Lowcountry locals,
do not approach them, do not try to feed them, do not try to take one as a pet, but just remain where you are inside, somewhere safe, and just contact 911. Advise them of your location.
People living nearby should shut windows and doors so the monkeys can't find a place to hide inside. Police say lab employees have spotted at least some of the monkeys and have been trying to lure them back with food. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.